when I was a kid, I knew what a great home was. And then it broke apart. And I was thinking to myself, one day I'm going to have this feeling of home again. Because if I felt it once, maybe I can create it in my life later. Maybe, you know, it can be as good as what it was.
I can feel my body breathing. I can feel my heart is moving fast. I am not afraid or lonely. I am not chasing the ghost of the past. I have found a place where hunger meets the edge, and now I'm facing God.
Something connected to me about the humanity of her story, but also first and foremost her talent. She was dynamic. She could sing Led Zeppelin. She could sing the blues. She could sing jazz. She could sing everything.
Beth has the ability to write these songs that are confessional and in the singer-songwriter tradition, but really a cut above and emotionally a million miles deeper.
I met Michael Stevens and Rob Mathis when I did what was one of the greatest highlights of my career, and that was Kennedy Center Honors.
And I'd rather go blind, I'd rather go blind, I'd rather go blind.
Beth Hart basically stole the show, and Michael suggested we do a project with her.
'Cause I'd rather go blind.
I had an affinity with her soul and her blues, and I talked with her manager soon after about possibly doing an album together. And it led to a series of conversations that over a year and a half has brought us to New York, where we're recording this album today.
I didn't come to make trouble. Wait a minute, what you say? You wanna smack my face? Well, you're a bitch, your baby. Don't make me trash this place. 'Cause I just want one day in the sun, hanging out, having fun. I didn't come to make trouble.
Michael and I were drawn to this particular thing she does, these songs that just speak universally. We responded deeply to the artistry, and to be with Beth has been a gift.
Part of the process that we've had together has really allowed her to tap into places into herself that she was reluctant to go.
One thing a friend of mine said is, you just love to be bad. You do. But, you know, it's okay. It's your coat of armor that you put on. They said it's okay to be good. You know, it's okay.
Mother, is it okay if I call you mom? I walked away when I broke the law. Standing on the bridge feeling like falling. Would you pray for me, mom?
For a long time, I think that as a writer, I've been stuck just writing about my pain. And at this point in my life, I was challenged by people around me to dig deeper. We want to hear you. We want to hear those stories. What's going on? Stop hiding. Dig. Talk about it. It's okay to talk about the good. Talk about what you find that's beautiful, as well as what's painful, but get to the truth. And writing about the joy was harder. If I just write about the pain, then I can stay in this place. But if I write about the joy, that means I gotta get up, put my boots on, and I gotta go out there and live.
And if heaven's way up in the clouds, way up in the clouds, it's waiting on you now, on you now. I'll be your aeroplane. Give you the world and watch you dance in Spain. Fly away above the stars and show you what you are. My mechanical
A lot of the stuff in my past is eclectic. So if you listen to a record, you're going to hear a gospel song, a soul song, a singer-songwriter song, a heavy hard rock song, a lighter pop song. you're going to get a mix of all that, which I love. I have a blast doing that. But one of the great challenges for this was my lyrics are going to be what my lyrics are, but the music has got to be focused.
We really pushed Beth to bring shape to the album. And working with her, we would spend a number of afternoons going through the material and really coming up with what's just right for this album.
I turned in a lot of material, probably 5 records worth of material.
And what we did is she played all of these songs that she wrote, and I would say often, okay, that is a great song. That's for this record, this other record, I know you'll do, but for this record, I think there's a family of songs.
We were doing a lot of really looking at all the weaving and going all the way down deep from the lyric to the music to the way I sang these songs.
Beth comes from an even more kind of American hymn-like blues thing that I think people need.
If you want to hold me, if you want to know me again, if you want to love me, just take me home.
I definitely have a lot of different split parts to my personality. And something I've been working really hard on these last 2 years is somehow bridging those. Instead of everyone having to have such a different and unique voice, that I can come together more as one inside. You get to hit these waves in life. You get surrounded by people that are lovely. You get inspired by them. And maybe for a brief moment, you kind of are digging on what you're doing. And it's just cool right now to be in that wave of where I have so much gratitude and so much love for everyone in my life. It's better than what I dreamed of as a kid.
Better than home.